that God has shown them and what it means, as imperfect as we are as human beings, to be a godly father and a godly husband. And after these three share, if you men, other men, God speaks something into you, we want to give you an opportunity to share as well. So our testimonies this year are a little bit different. We want them to be, we felt led the Lord by the Lord to have us do what God is teaching us as men in leading our families. So Mark, I want to invite you. And you men, please speak in the microphone. Please try to speak in the microphone because we will be recording these things.
Good morning and happy Father's Day. When I was confronted with this question, the first thing that popped into my mind was things several people have told me over the years, was that as adults, mom or dads, husband or wives, that we wear many hats. In the course of a day, we may flip on a work hat, a parent hat raising the children, a hat helping friends or a stranger, or a hat for our wives or husbands. At the end of the day, this could be quite tiresome, frustrating, and quite exhausting. But if the first hat you put on and the last hat you take off in the evening before you go to bed is your God hat, all the hats in between fit much better and they're much more comfortable. So basically, if you prioritize your day, what's in order, if you put what's most important first, and that's God, everything else will come into play and will be that much better, that much easier. And basically, that at first I thought that was pretty strange. Why would that pop into my hat wearing many hats? But when you really think about it, you know, if you put the God hat on first, take the God hat off last, everything in between is much easier. So that's it for me. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Mark. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall come. Amen. Amen. Rick, I want to invite you. Can you turn the microphone up louder, please? It's not loud enough. Thank you. Yes, that's good. Keep it loud. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Father's Day to all you fathers. And women, we thank you for making us fathers. I appreciate that. That's number one. When Pastor asked me about this, I have to jot down a lot of stuff in my thoughts, and I hope I don't take up too much of your time. Today is Father's Day, and all across America, families are celebrating dads, granddads, and moms whom are single parents around the world. In the Old Testament, the Lord is referred to as Father, and Jesus always called God Father. Maybe the word Father has a negative connotation, like an absentee father or abusive father, and you dislike using it in a reference to God. Or maybe you have had a great dad and have no problem calling the Lord Father. The truth of the matter is, our understanding of the Lord is directly affected by how we relate to our earthly dads. Even those who were raised by godly fathers may subconsciously ascribe their dad's limitations, faults, and failures to God. But our first awareness of authority, provisions, security, and love comes from our dad and our parents. And how we perceive them would influence our view of all our relationships, including the one we have with the Lord. The Lord has shown me a lot of things in the past couple of years about how to be a father, how to be a husband, and how to be a brother. But most of all, he has showed me that I can't do it without him. I really can't. And as for my dad, he is an amazing father to me. Growing up, we didn't go without at all. We weren't hungry. We had shelter. And he always found time to be with us, even though he worked two jobs, Monday to Friday. And on the weekends, I don't know how he did it, but he found to give time to six children. I really don't know how he did it. But the most part I've seen when I was growing up was that my dad, believe it or not, would kneel down the night before and pray to God. You will always do that, no matter what. And I've learned that many times. We went to church, but not all the time on Sundays. But when we do go to church, it was great because my dad has this thing where when we came home, he would always listen to Bob Marley. So when I listen to Bob Marley songs, it's a great, great, great time in my mind of what we did growing up. But he also taught me, he was also a teacher to me. He taught me how to drive. He taught me how to tie a tie. He taught me how to be a good person. And, you know, there were times when we acted up, me and my older brother acted up, and he disciplined us by teaching us how to go pick a switch. Anybody who don't know what a switch is, you gotta go to the tree, get a branch, and then come back with the branch so your dad can whip you with it. At times, me and my brother was pretty much picking the whole tree because we were, yeah, my brother and I, we were something else. And but I learned from him how to be a father and be the best dad. And I hope and pray that my son, Ryan, will do the same. Because being a dad is one of the highest calling you will ever, ever, ever have. And the Father above chose each and every father to meet that higher calling. So without God, our Creator, we won't be here. And we won't be the dad that we are. So I thank you, Lord, for being our Father and our Creator. And that's it.
Thank you. Praise God. Praise God. Mike, would you come and share?
Yeah, all I could think of for the past 2 days, every Father's Day, I'm going to try to keep a straight face here. Every Father's Day, I'm brought back to my father, who didn't know the Lord. And let me just start to make it real short. I got called. People were praying for me while I got drafted in the Army. I went to Germany. It was during the Vietnam era. People were praying for me, and I started questioning what these people were saying. You know, is the Bible really true? Anyway, I grew up in a house where we didn't really go to church. I mean, they gave me money to go to church every Sunday. It was like 30 cents for the offering. But I would go buy cigarettes with it and walk around until church was over. So I grew up like that. And my father was a great guy. But we didn't communicate too much. He brought the bread home and that. And when I went to the Army finally, me and him got in a lot of fights. You know, it was the 60s, and I was peace and love, you know. When I went into the Army and came out of the Army, I got born again in 1978. And it was, to me, a lot of people were praying for me. Thank God for her sister and her. She didn't believe it, but I met the Lord. And it was almost that night that I met him, I'm laying in bed, and I could swear in my spiritual eyes, I seen the Holy Spirit standing right there. And it was so powerful in the room at that night. She woke up from a dead sleep, and she goes, "Do you feel?" I said, "Shh. Like you're going to scare the Holy Spirit. Give me a break." But even my pet dog was at the foot of the bed, and where I'm staring, I'm saying, I think I see the Lord. The dog got up and looked in the same spot and started wagging her stump tail. And I said, "Wow, we're both seeing the same thing." Anyway, it was very powerful. I got born again. And in all the nonsense I gave my father and my parents all my life, I started talking to him. I'm from Memphis, Tennessee originally. And we would talk on the phone. And I told him, "Hey, Dad, I met the Lord." "Oh, yeah? Really? Okay. What else are you smoking?" And I said, no. I met the Lord." But the more I talked to him, we talked on the telephone. And he was convinced that I had an experience with the Lord. And it was about a year, right? I was in General Motors, and we kept talking over the phone, and he would go, I would tell him scriptures to look at. And I wasn't sure he was looking at them or not. You know, he was just over the telephone. And finally, one night, he tells me, I'm coming up to New Jersey. I got a truck driver that's going to bring me up there. He says, I got to talk to you. And I said, I got to talk to you too, Dad. So, as it would have it, he was coming up in about 2 or 3 days. Then I got a phone call. He had a heart attack. He died before he even got there. So I had to go to Memphis and, you know, take care of the funeral and everything. And my brother let me in the house. My parents were divorced when I got in the Army. I went into his apartment, and I was so mad at the Lord. I said, Lord, me and him were just about to get together and communicate. We just found each other interesting all of a sudden. And I thought I was ripped off. I was really mad at the Lord for that. And when me and my brother went into the apartment, I looked around, and I saw all the stuff just as it was as he died. And the Bible verse was open to Nicodemus. And I know I told him over the phone that night what to do. And I know he did it. And all that anger I had for the Lord for not seeing my father, the Lord showed me right there. He's with me. You did it. And whatever he didn't do as a father, I'm going to do. You obey me. And I just say, today, happy Father's Day, Lord. For all of us. Amen.
You know, our earthly fathers will fail us, and we will fail you as earthly fathers. But thank you, Lord, that you are our heavenly Father, and you never fail. You never fail. I mean, same thing with Mother's Day. We think about the times, how many of us have been scarred from people who we looked up to, even us guys. You know, I still remember how it haunted me for almost 20 years, remembering as a 12-year-old, because I adored my dad to death. He was my everything. And the day we were walking down the street on 2nd Avenue in Fairhaven, on one afternoon, and I loved holding my dad's hand, and the day he pulled his hand away the first time, for whatever reason, how that actually scarred me for 20 years. And it put a wall up, and I need to forgive him within me for that, to let go of that, because we're human and we make mistakes. But thank you, Jesus, for your mercy and your grace. And you take what is bad and you can make it good. You take the scars of the heart and you peel them away and bring forth tenderness again. So if you are struggling as a guy, as a father, or struggling with your father today, know that Jesus is at work. He will heal those scars. He came for our transgressions and for our wounds. He came to heal the bruises from the inside as well as the scars on the outside. That's what Jesus did for us, and we thank him for that. Right now, I want to open up if there's any other father here or man here who would like to share what God is teaching them about being a godly man of God, a husband, a father. Well, I want to do something then. I want to ask first all the young guys to come down. Come down from where you are. All you teenage boys, come down, please. And Ron, would you come down with Patrick? And Bill, would you come and stand with your boys? And you too, Ryan and Rick and Bobby. Maureen, would you stand in for your husband? We are going to pray for our men today, all our men. But these are the future fathers. And if each father would just stand behind and just lay hands. And would you as a church just join us? Reach out your hands as if you're laying hands upon them. And let's just pray over these boys, these young men. Father, we thank you. Our Heavenly Father, thank you that you are using us to the best of our abilities as we trust in you to show these young men how to be young men of God first, how to be men of God first. And then as they grow to be true husbands to their wives, loving them unconditionally, not based on feeling or emotion, and being unconditionally in love with their children. And part of that is the tough love. When you need to get a switch to get the switch, but when you need to be gentle, you are as light as a feather. So thank you, Lord God, for the men in their lives. And we pray for these young men that they grow up. And your word says, teach them your ways. And as they grow, they will come back to them. They will return to them. And Lord, so many other children of ours, Lord, have gone astray in the past. Even I have. But Lord, we're trusting you that with these young men and the children you are placing on our hearts right now are going to return to you and stay with you and walk in your ways, Lord. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord. May you anoint them. May they seek your word. May they look to you for guidance always. When the earthly father, when we let them down, Lord, let them know that you will never leave them or forsake them. That you walk with them, and all they have to do is cry out your name and go to that place and be still and know that you are God. Thank you, Lord. May they seek you with all their heart, mind, and soul, and strength, and receive the wisdom you give them to be the man of God, the husband to the wife, and the father to their children in the future. In your name we pray. Amen. Now I want you guys to lay hands on your fathers. And Maureen, stand in for Bobby. And would you join me? And I want all the men to stand up. Wives or anyone around them, women around them, please lay hands on the men. Surround them. Surround them. And we're going to bless them. We want to bless them. We want to bless them. Lord, we thank you for these men. These men who are doing everything they can to seek you with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength. Thank you for the wisdom you're imparting on them, Lord God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for teaching us and edifying us and showing us, Lord God. Lord, help us to be the men we are being called to be. Each day, working on our spiritual character, teaching us how to be priests of our home, how to lead our families in your perfect way, Lord, in your perfect way, according to your will, Lord God, standing on your word, standing on your promises, trusting in you, Holy Spirit, in us, to love them as you have loved them, to honor them as you have honored them, to treat them as you would have us treat them. Lord, may we commit to seek you with everything and never turn away from you. And help us to always know that when we do fall, when the devil lies to us and says, you're not a good enough dad, you're not a good enough husband because you failed, you made a mistake here, that, Lord, we can look him in the eye and say, I am wonderfully and fearfully created in the image of God. I am priest of my home. I am not perfect, but I know who is. And the one who is perfect is living in me. And I repent of the mistake I made, and I receive this new beginning in you right now, Jesus Christ. And I stand in that. I stand in the refreshing of you. Thank you, Lord. May we walk in the power of your word. May we walk anointed in your spirit. May we walk honoring you, and may our families be blessed, Lord, as we lead them in saying, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Father, as we go now in your glory and in your peace, may we honor you in the way we carry through the rest of this Father's Day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Go in peace.